The latest round of talks in Cairo to restore the defunct Gaza ceasefire and free Israeli hostages ended with no apparent breakthrough, Palestinian and Egyptian sources said on Monday. The sources said Hamas had stuck to its position that any agreement must lead to an end to the war in Gaza. Israel, which restarted its military campaign in Gaza last month after a ceasefire agreed in January unraveled, has said it will not end the war until Hamas is stamped out. The militant group has ruled out any proposal that it lay down its arms. But despite that fundamental disagreement, the sources said a Hamas delegation led by the group's Gaza chief Khalil al-Haya had shown some flexibility over how many hostages it could free in return for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, should a truce be extended. An Egyptian source told Reuters the latest proposal to extend the truce would see Hamas free an increased number of hostages. Israeli Minister Zeev Elkin, a member of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet, told Army Radio on Monday that Israel was seeking the release of around 10 hostages, raised from previous Hamas consent to free 5. Hamas has asked for more time to respond to the latest proposal, the Egyptian source said. Hamas has no problem, but it wants guarantees Israel agrees to begin the talks on the second phase of the ceasefire agreement leading to an end to the war, the Egyptian source said. Airstrikes. Hamas freed 33 Israeli hostages in return for hundreds of Palestinian detainees during the six-week first phase of the ceasefire, which began in January. But the second phase, which was meant to begin at the start of March and lead to the end of the war, was never launched. Since restarting their military campaign last month, Israeli forces have killed more than 1,500 Palestinians, many of them civilians, and uprooted hundreds of thousands, seizing swaths of territory and imposing a total blockade on all supplies to the entire enclave. Palestinians say the wave of Israeli attacks since the collapse of the ceasefire has been among the deadliest and most intense of the war, hitting an exhausted population surviving in the enclave's ruins. In Jabalia, a community on Gaza's northern edge, rescue workers in orange vests were trying to smash through concrete with a sledgehammer to recover bodies buried underneath a building that collapsed in an Israeli strike. Feet and a hand of one person could be seen under a concrete slab. Men carried a body wrapped in a blanket. Workers at the scene said as many as 25 people had been killed. The Israeli military said it had struck there against militants planning an ambush. In Khan Yunis in the south, a camp of makeshift tents had been shredded into piles of debris by an airstrike. Families had returned to poke through the rubbish in search of belongings. "We used to live in houses. They were destroyed. Now, our tents have been destroyed too. We don't know where to stay."